Hey, 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 and welcome back to episode 12 of season 2 of the Dear Growing Women's Podcast. Insert applause, right? Right? We made it 12 whole episodes, and I am certainly grateful for each and every one of you. Now, I say that 12 episodes of season 2 because this is the last episode of season 2. We're going to take a little hiatus and then come back. It won't be long, I promise you that, but it'll give me a chance to regroup and organize some things and get some more things for you all and for this community to grow, to go, and to do all the things, right? So thank you, first of all. Your acceptance and receipt of me has been amazing. So thank you for being a part of the community. Thank you for inviting your tribe with you to this little corner of the world where we are changing lives every day. Each and every one of us, right? Because that's all of our commission, to change the world one person at a time. So here we are, episode 12. How you doing? All right. Let me know how you're doing. Leave a comment. I love to see those, to read those. If you're not following us on Instagram, our handle is Dear Growing Woman. Dear Growing Woman. And I'd be glad to see you there. And during the hiatus, I will be releasing some content there, some video things there, and just some other things that the Lord imparts to me over this little podcast break. So, yeah, just get ready. God is doing some amazing things. With that being said, we are going to journey to our episode for this week. And this week has been, I'll say the last, since the last episode, let me say that, it has been interesting, not bad, just interesting, challenging. How about that? Challenging. We'll take that. And so I wanted to bring today's scripture to you, Luke chapter 11. And before I go there, let me say this. You are entering a season of your life in which what God is doing on the inside of you will start to show on the outside of you. And it led me to Luke chapter 11 because I think a lot of times we have a hard time when God begins to do things on the inside and it begins to show on the outside. Because one thing we are concerned about, and I say we because I am included in that, right? One thing that we can be concerned about is concerned about what we look like. I mean, honestly, and you don't want anybody to think that you are thinking that you're better than anybody or anything like that, but sometimes you just cannot explain the goodness of God, and you cannot explain the favor and the mercy of God. So Luke chapter 11, verse 33, and so the word of God, the word of God says, "No one lights a lamp and then hides it or puts it under a basket. Instead, a lamp is placed on a stand where its light can be seen by all who enter the house. Your naked eye is like a lamp that provides light for your body. When your eye is healthy, your whole body is filled with light. But when it is unhealthy, your body is filled with darkness. Make sure that the light you think you have is not actually darkness. If you are filled with light, with no dark corners, then your whole life will be radiant, as though a floodlight were filling you with light." breathe that in, first of all. Breathe that in. It starts in verse 33. Most of the time when people have light, the light is for all to see. And God did that for us when he sent Jesus. Jesus is the light of the world. And his impact, the assignment that God gave him, was seen by all. Whether they initially knew him or not, all who were there at that time, they saw him by the end of his life. And if they didn't see him by the end of his life, they saw his impact after. And when I say his life, I mean his human life. We are coming up to the resurrection. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Anywho, so the Bible refers to our eye being like a lamp that provides light for our body. In this season of your life, it is imperative that you are particular. So I have one of my friends is like really on me about that. Like, this is a particular part of your life, in a particular season. It's this season is God is doing things and shifting things. And honestly, God is shifting things quickly for those who are submitting themselves to him. And that's a whole other episode about submission and just how God just is God. He just be guiding. Do you understand? Okay, anyway. So, anyway, your eye is like a lamp that provides light for your body. When your eye is healthy, your whole body is filled with light. And I was saying that at this juncture of my life, I have to be very careful what I consume. So, I went through a phase, and I call it a phase, I just would accept any and everything that had a nice ring to it, like anything. Certainly, sold myself short, if I could really be honest. When you accept any and everything, you sell yourself short. And what I was consuming was unhealthy for me. It was unhealthy mentally. It was unhealthy emotionally. It was unhealthy physically, honestly. I think what we forget is that when we are unhealthy in our heart, in our spirit, it shows through our body. And so we begin to experience pain, and we begin to experience other things that just are not normal. One of my friends says all the time that her dad told her that your body only talks to you when something is going on, and that it's true. But you have to decipher and you have to discern, is this a physical ailment or is this a spiritual ailment that I'm experiencing? Are my emotions, is my mental state, is it driving what's happening in my physical body? And as women, we often don't take care of ourselves in that way. A lot of times we experience chronic pain because of stress. We experience low movement, and that's probably not the right words, but we experience limited movement in our necks because of stress, because of situations most of the time that we have no control over. So we have to be careful what we consume and what we allow into our eye, what type of light we allow into our eye. Verse 35 says to make sure that the light you think you have is not actually darkness. there, my mind just went to white light versus other color lights, okay? White lights help you to see things very clearly. And under other color lights, like, for example, a red light. And why did I say that? A red light. That's where we're going. With a red light, when it is on, yes, the light is on, but your view, your perspective, those things, your perspective of reality is distorted because of the kind of light that is shining. In white light, whatever color is being refracted is the color, okay? In red light, something green could look purple, or it could look just a totally different color. We have to be careful that what we are consuming, especially in today's culture, is what is providing the right light for us. So there'll be things that, I don't know, 6 months ago you could enjoy, but as you start submitting yourself to God, and as you start growing and submitting yourself to His will, and you say, you know what, God, I give up. Like, this is the, I'm at the end of me, all right? When you get to that point, this is where you have to decipher, is this the right light or is this the wrong light that I'm allowing to shine into me? Because the wrong light could allow your flesh. It could allow your desires that are not pleasing to God. It could allow those things to illuminate and grow, and almost like a mold or a mildew. Once the spores begin to spread, it just continues to grow and grow and grow and grow. And that's not the type of growth we want. We want healthy growth. We want the kind of growth that will yield fruit in its season. So verse 36 says, if you are filled with light, with no dark corners, then your whole life will be radiant, as though a floodlight were filling you with light. And let's talk about that. At the beginning of the podcast, I talked about how when God is doing a new thing in you, like, it can't help but to come out. Like, it oozes from you. It oozes from you in the way you look. It oozes from you in the way you talk. It oozes from you in the way you handle people and in the way that you handle challenges and life, right? And most of us, a lot of times we get kind of iffy or leery whenever things begin to happen in our favor. The reality is, when God begins to bless you in that manner, and when God begins to fill your life with light, with the right light, when He begins to fill your life, it'll always be the right light. But you'll begin to radiate in ways that you have never seen before. And I came just for you today to let you know this one thing. Are you ready? Take a deep breath. It's okay to shine. It's okay to be radiant. It has nothing to do with being arrogant. It has nothing to do with being bougie. It has everything to do with who your Father is. That's it. That's the podcast. You will be radiant when you allow God to fill you. I keep saying it's going to ooze from you, because everybody around you, if they've been around you any length of time, they're going to begin to see God's light, and they're going to begin to ask, what are you doing? And your answer is simply this: I said yes to God, and I'm allowing Him to fill me with light, to fill me with love, to fill me with joy. Joy, not just happiness, not temporary emotion, but joy, unspeakable joy and peace. Allowing God's light to radiate and permeate through you so much so that others have to ask, what is going on? And that's your gateway, that's your door to be like, it's God. Like, you should try him. As a matter of fact, let me introduce you. It's time. We've been 12 episodes with this season, and it's just time for you to radiate and time for you to shine. Time for you to walk with your head up. Time for you to walk not in your strength, but in the strength that God has given you, in his strength. Not in perfection, not in dotting every I and crossing every T, but walking confidently in a perfect God who is, by the way, all-powerful, who is, by the way, all-knowing, who, by the way, is the creator of all things. That's who we're talking about. So my encouragement to you today, this very moment, I don't care if you're listening early in the morning, in the afternoon, evening, in the middle of the night, whenever you hear this, it's okay for you to shine in the light of his glory. I feel like it's kind of like a cliffhanger, but I'm going to end season 2 just like this. Shine, shine, shine in the light that God has given you. Whatever it is that he has put in your hands, I don't care if you think the market is oversaturated. Hello, I'm here. Hola. Whatever God has ordained for you, when you allow his light to fill you and you begin to radiate and be a reflection of him, whatever or whoever is supposed to hear or experience what it is that he has put in your hands, he will allow those connections to be made. He will allow the space, the creativity, the innovation for what you do, what he's put in your hands to do, all right? I'm getting stirred, and so I'm going to stop here. But while we are on hiatus, take a moment and go back and listen to some of the episodes from the beginning of season 2. Introduce it to someone new. That's my challenge for you. Introduce it to someone new. Now, I am very well aware that not everybody knows how to access podcasts. So, those of you who are listening, you obviously know how. Share it with your friends. Share it with your family. Teach them how to find the podcast. Android, Apple, Amazon, Spotify, I got you. And a few other platforms as well. I'm trying to bring myself back because I am stirred, and I'm stirred because I'm deeply loved by God, and I deeply love him as well. All right. And just as much as I am deeply loved by God, you are also deeply loved by God. I don't care how unfavorable you think your life is. I don't care how imperfect you know that you are. You are still deeply loved by God, period. Point blank and the period. You are still loved by God. All right, let's pray. Father, I thank you. I thank you. And I rejoice in this day that you have given us the day that you have breathed life, new life into us, that you have given us abundant life, that you have granted us new mercies, because you are faithful. Great is your faithfulness, God. And we give you praise for that. Father, thank you that you are allowing your light to radiate within each and every one of us. Your light is big enough that we all can radiate and be a reflection and a refraction of who you are. God, I thank you that even in this moment, that such an overwhelming sense of love comes over every listener. I pray that such an overwhelming sense of peace and joy begin to permeate throughout every listener's mind and heart. Father, I thank you that you will begin to level set us, that you will begin to continue to do the work within us, and that you will open the door for us to be able to move forward in the things that you have placed in our hands. Father, I pray even now for the person with a dream, for a person with a vision, God, that you will begin to give strategies and tools in the name of Jesus, that you will begin to activate new creativity, that you will begin to activate new innovation. God, thank you that even to the listener who has an invention in their mind, something that you've planted on the inside of them, God, thank you for the strategy to get things done. Thank you for the support. Thank you for the financial support that is necessary to do what needs to be done. God, thank you for giving them fortitude and giving them the energy to go forth and to plow through the difficult times, because God, what it is that you have given them is worth more than they could ever imagine. And so God, I thank you for protecting each and every listener from our enemy, from the devil. God, I thank you that you are protecting each and every one of our hearts. Lord God, that you are protecting our minds, that you are protecting the vision and the callings that you have upon our lives. God, I thank you that even now, God, that things are being stirred on the inside of every listener, that they are being activated and charged and ready to be released into the things that you have ordained for them. Father, thank you even now, God. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you that for your love that just radiates throughout each and every one of us, that we will begin to love each other just as much as you love us. And Father, I thank you that as we go forward throughout the rest of this week, and as we go forward through this hiatus, God, I thank you that you will begin to allow us to see your ordered steps. God, thank you that through your word, God, we will find light to our path. God, thank you that through your word, we will find strategy. I thank you that through your word, we will find help. I thank you that through your word, we will find life, and life more abundantly. God, thank you even now for this person listening. They matter to you. Help them to know that they matter to you. They were not a mistake. They weren't born to the wrong family. They were born in the right moment, the moment that you ordained. And so God, I pray that you will continue to just radiate and shine on us. We forever love you, and we praise you, and we honor you in Jesus' name.